The controversial alimony reform bill is the last of the 2016 session, and it's been sitting on the governor's desk like the worst kind of to-do list. Friday, he finally crossed it off. The bill would have ended permanent alimony and established a formula for calculating payments. It would also begin custody talks with the premise that a 50-50 split between parents is in the best interest of the child. And that's the provision that Scott has a problem with, and former Circuit Judge Robert Doyle agrees with him.
Parents come to court not focused on what's best for their children, but focused on what they want. I want to spend my time with my kids.
Heartbreak and frustration on both sides of the aisle spurred protesters to hold dueling rallies at the Capitol this week. People for and against the bill crowded into a lobby outside the governor's office, carrying signs, some children, and plenty of baggage. Generally, breadwinners, who are often male, pay alimony, while recipients, often female, get primary custody. The heated debate mostly falls along the same lines.
Go in there and tell Rick Scott that you have to work three jobs because you're making minimum wage. Tell him you need a better job. There's jobs in this building.
Sir,
this Tallahassee is
my kids right here. Can you just lower it down? Let's act like citizens. You're just civil people.
Fine. There's enough people
about children,
here.
Which is why we're here.
Edward Young is a divorced father of two, and he thinks his family would be better off if he had equal custody.
Because our children need an equilibrium. They need a balance in their life when it comes to being parented.
Meanwhile, Camille Fiveash says she stayed in an abusive marriage to shield her kids.
I stayed those years to protect my children, having fear that maybe he would get partial custody. I knew that when they were in my care, that I could protect them. So for 30 years, I endured.
Retired Judge Robert Doyle worries the half-and-half provision would have put families in danger.
What would be a rational basis for saying that batterer standing over there is entitled to a premise of equal time sharing? What's going to put these parents in contact in the single most dangerous time for domestic violence victims during separation is when they're exchanging kids for visitation?
Doyle and Governor Scott may reject the shared custody provision, but family law attorney Adam Byrd says the courts are already moving in that direction.
And from my experience, in all honesty, especially over the last five, years, probably plus, courts have really started there anyway. Most of the time that I'm in front of a judge, they're looking to find as equitable a time sharing as they can for the children, as long as you have two biological parents who are both good parents and are interested in being involved in the child's life.
But Byrd believes there is still room for special cases.
And the court still has discretion to address specific facts and put in place plans that are the best interest of the child and best for the family. And even if that means there's, no visitation because of domestic violence or criminal history or substance abuse, I still think that those protections are in place, and I still think our judges and our judiciary will apply it as necessary.
Governor Scott vetoed a similar bill in 2013 because of concerns about retroactivity and more costly litigation. Despite the veto, bill sponsors remain hopeful for future reforms. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.